You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we are back, and we have got my old friend in. I have to say, do I have to do like a HIPAA thing because you're my doctor too? Marty Zayac. Marty Zayac's been keeping our family looking good for years. He's a board-certified dermatologist. He's internationally recognized for providing his patients with high-end, effective, safe, and technologically advanced solutions in dermatology. There's a great thing here, notorious for his mastery in skin rejuvenation, Botox, and fillers. Dr. Zayac is also an expert in skin cancer detection, moho surgery, hair, nails, diagnosing conditions of the skin, and all kinds of other great. He's a pillar of the community, but then there would be nothing left if I kept introducing him. Marty, welcome to the show. You know, this is important to me. Everybody says you got to look good in business. Jim, you dye your hair, you take HGH. I go, no, I don't. This is just good genes. But Marty, if somebody needs some help looking good, how you help them?
Definitely. Thank you very much, Jim. And it's great to be here. Very energetic. I think that, like you said, genetics plays a big role. But my uncle once told me that if you look good, people respect you and they think that you know what you're talking about. And I think in today's business world, definitely the demand for looking good is very important. And the nice thing is that we have so many of these non-invasive procedures that can be done that can enhance someone's self-esteem, which therefore turns around their personality to be more positive and more effective in business.
Business, being effective in business is about confidence. Knowing what you know and don't know, that sometimes doesn't matter if you deliver it confidently. Just look at some of the guys that have gotten us all in trouble. But Marty, let's talk a little bit about how this is add self-confidence, use stuff like fillers. These are words that most guys like me don't even know what that means.
Well, I think you're going to learn more about it because there's a strong movement, especially for men, to try to get into this type of business. Women obviously have been looking good and trying to look good for a long time, whether it be their clothes, but we're definitely going to skincare and things that we can do to improve the quality of the way they look. And I always tell my clients, look in the mirror and what is it that you don't like? And if they say, well, I feel like I'm tired, well, when you look tired, you kind of, you know, come across as being tired, and people that you're working with will think that maybe you're tired or not that effective in what you're doing. So whatever we can do to boost that self-esteem will be very positive for that person in their life.
I'll give you a perfect example. I'm working with a client. The client goes to me, we'd love to have you involved. I go, you want a 50-year-old guy involved? They said, well, if you were 55 or at least look 55, maybe not. But Jim, you look 45, so who cares? So it happens even to me, and I'm getting up there. I'm getting nervous. So I understand why somebody needs this, Marty. You see more guys doing this, aren't you?
There's definitely no question about it. We call it the Menaissance. More men are coming in to kind of look good.
And so how about ladies, though? I know my wife goes to you. You know, everybody knows that she's having the procedures and everything. And so she comes to you not only to look good, but to feel good. And you do some special things for her. I don't want to go in again to what the HIPAA stuff is. So if even if somebody's feeling ill, you can help them look better.
There's no question. And, you know, there's a lot of psychological studies that have been out there and published that show that if someone looks at themselves in the mirrors and feels like they're looking good, or feeling good, their personality, their portrayal to other people is going to be much more positive, but much more effective. So anything that we can do, especially if it's non-painful or non-invasive, meaning they can come in quickly, get something done, go right back to work, and give them a positive attitude is excellent.
Now, I grew up in South Florida. My dad used to like to go out in the sun. I go out in the sun. I use skin protection to block and all that other stuff. But I'm concerned that, you know, something may be going on here, especially on my back, someplace I can't really see. Can you help people that are concerned about exposure to the sun?
We live in South Florida, and it'd be foolish to think that we're not going to go out in the sun. I mean, a lot of people have gotten much better, and they're wearing, you know, protection, either sunscreen or right clothing. But there's no question that everyone should get a full body exam by a dermatologist at least once a year. By finding these things early, we can certainly treat them. And not only skin cancer problems, but also changes in the skin that will take away from their natural beauty. So by starting regimens that improve the quality of the skin early, you'll get a much better result.
You know, my phone is exploding, Marty. People are texting me. They're asking me questions. You know, I mentioned this thing, Mohos. I don't know how to say it. It's you know, I wrote it down, M-O-H-S, when I went through all the stuff that you do. What the heck is that?
Mohs surgery is named after Dr. Mohs from Wisconsin, and basically what he did was describe a way that we can look at cancer, cut it out, look at it under the microscope while you're in the office, and then at that point go ahead and if it's positive, take a little bit more. Instead of taking a big cut, we're minimizing and trying to keep as much normal skin as possible.
So then that would make sense to me, because I've seen friends that have had skin surgery for like the cancerous skin cancer things, and it all gets bunched up and you could see it. So there's a methodology where it doesn't get all pinched up?
No. I mean, obviously, depending on the size of the lesion. But by doing it by this technique, Mohs surgery, we're looking at it under the microscope, so we're minimizing the amount of tissue that is normal that is being taken away.
Now, let me ask you this. I saw on TV on Channel 10, and it wasn't the segment where you made my toe internationally famous. By the way, thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Yeah, my toe feels a lot better, by the way. But what was it that you were doing? It looked like it was like a thing on a lady's face where it was like taking off a layer of skin or something. What's that all about?
We were talking about like the new year, making a new you, which also builds up on the fine, you know, getting our self-esteem and looking better and feeling better, whether it be for now the Oscars that are coming up or even just Valentine's Day. And it's just some simple procedures that you can come in that we can do. It's a combination of a hydrofacial, which is a hydrating type facial. It cleans the skin, but also pumps in antioxidants and stuff that stimulate the skin to grow, a little bit of a Pellave, which is a radio frequency, which tightens the skin, and then a little bit of Botox or neurotoxin to kind of relax those muscles that give us those expression that make us seem like we're upset or tired.
Now, Marty, it's Valentine's Day. I never even thought of this. It's Valentine's Day coming up. What is something, honey, turn off the radio for the next 3 minutes. What's something that some guy could do, like me, for his beautiful, you know, self-vivacious wife, like Vivian? What do you got that I could just, like, for a few $100, can I send her to, like, a day at your place or a few hours or to get help? What can I do?
Well, most people that are in love should love the person they're with, and it doesn't really matter what they look like.
Oh, hold it. Fist bump.
However, there are some little things that can certainly, you know, make someone feel good, whether it be a man or a woman. The hydrofacial is a procedure that's anywhere from $150 to $200, and it really makes you feel great. A little bit of extra plumping in the lips, if that's necessary, is also something that can be done within 5 minutes and is not that costly. So there's definitely things to do. It's just a matter of whether the person really needs it and what the time frame.
Well, you know, Marty, I usually say, how do people get in touch with you? And I don't know if that's appropriate given that you're a doctor and everything, but how do people get in touch with you? How do they find you on the internet? They Google you? They call Dave? I mean, how do they get a hold of Marty? They call you, Marty? What's up?
That's a good question. Probably the best way to get a hold of us is to call the office directly, 305-532-4478.
Hold it. You got to go slower because there's Jets fans that listen to this show and they just have to have the number said slower. So again, if some guy or some lady wants to give a fabulous Valentine, honey, turn off the mic here. Honey, turn off the radio. Get Valentine's Day gift. How do they get a hold of your office?
305-532-4478.
Oh, that's awesome. Now we've got, well, how much AC? Another minute left. Okay, Marty, we got the business part out of the way. What's the one takeaway that somebody needs to get from our show today?
There's definitely lots of things out there to make you feel better. And when you feel better, your self-esteem goes up, and you'll be more happy in life and probably more successful in business.
Marty Ziyak, who keeps me that and much more every single day, he has helped our life be better for a variety of ways that I can't talk about on the radio because I'd be violating HIPAA regulations. But Marty, thank you so much for coming on the show and teaching me the first tenet of dermatology, that you should love the person for the way they are.
Exactly. Jim, thank you very much for having me. It's been a great pleasure.